Älskar du den här podden? Stötta den genom IKAs nya supporterfunktion. Det är helt upp till dig hur mycket du vill bidra med och det finns ingen bindningstid. Klicka på länken i poddbeskrivningen för att visa din uppskattning och stötta podden.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hej och välkomna tillbaka till Crimepodden. Innan avsnittet börjar vill jag bara meddela att innehållet i följande avsnitt är baserat på information från nätet och vissa detaljer kan vara annorlunda och obekräftade. Jag vill även passa på att varna känsliga lyssnare för våldsamt och grafiskt innehåll. Välkommen till Crimepodden med mig, Jane Doe. Hej allihopa och välkomna tillbaka till ett helt nytt 911-samtalsavsnitt. Jag hoppas att ni har haft en härlig påsk, även om det var ett tag sedan påsken var. Det var ju, ja, ett par veckor sedan, minst i alla fall, sedan vi hörde senast, att jag ville bara passa på och säga att jag hoppas att ni har haft en härlig påsk eller ledighet. Men nu ska jag sluta babbla och jag tycker att vi hoppar in direkt i dagens avsnitt. Detta är 911-samtal, del 12.
Help me, I'm Amanda Berry.
He's got a taser. Please hurry.
I've been kidnapped and I've been missing for 10 years and I'm here, I'm free now.
So good. He's gonna jump in front of a car and stop crying. Stop!
Wait, hurry up! He's killing my girlfriend! He ripped her face off!
Stop! Stop! Stop!
She's dead.
Stop, Ryan, you're gonna get hurt, please.
Oh shit, I woke him up.
Yes, but he's bleeding to death.
Det första samtalet ägde rum i december 2020 när en 39-årig man var ute och simmade i Siesta Key i Sarasota, Florida. När mannen skulle simma mot land blev han plötsligt biten i handen och armen av en haj, vilket chockerade en del människor då hajen hade befunnit sig nära stranden. Den oidentifierade mannen ska efter attacken gått hela vägen hem men blödde kraftigt när han väl var hemma. En kvinna och en man, oklart om vilka de var och hur de hittade mannen, bestämde sig för att ringa larmcentralen.
911, what's the location of the emergency?
It's an emergency. He was bit by a shark.
Okay.
But he made it home. He was swimming in the ocean.
Okay, and just confirm the city this is in.
Siesta Key.
And what
someone needs to come right away. He's bleeding
yes,
to death.
I need to get you give you some information. What is
I need what? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
What is the closest cross street or intersection?
Stickney Point Road.
And what is the is there a name for the neighborhood or subdivision then? What is the phone number you're calling from?
It's a landline.
Okay. Are you with the patient now?
No, he's upstairs. His friend just came
up.
There's blood all over my house. He just ran in and
so you are in the house with him, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and how old is he?
39.
And is he awake?
Yes, but he's bleeding to death.
Is he breathing? This doesn't seem
Yeah, he's breathing.
Just stay on the line.
I will, but have you dispatched
yes,
someone?
Yes, ma'am, this does not slow them down, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Stay
I just needed
line.
To know that.
Just one moment.
They're on their way. They're on their way. Okay. Everything's going to be fine. Baby, where are you?
Okay. And is he completely alert?
He's alert, but he needs help.
And what part of his body was bitten?
His hand. We need. Should we put ice on it? What should we do?
Okay, no ice, ma'am. Just what?
No ice. He's saying.
What kind of injuries does he have?
He has a shark bite on his hand.
I know that, ma'am. But is it?
And his arm. What kind of injury? It's a cut. It's a bite. A bite on his thumb muscle.
Okay. As I said, I have to dispatch the paramedics to help you now. Stay on the line, and I'll tell you exactly what to do next.
Why are you saying no ice, sir?
Because that's not what's recommended by the medical people.
Okay, they're not recommending ice.
And I'm going to tell you how to stop.
Is it just pressure?
I'm going to tell you how to stop the bleeding. Listen carefully to make sure we do it right.
I'm going to put you on speakerphone. Hold on. Okay, this is how you stop the bleeding.
I want you to get a clean, dry cloth or towel and tell me when you have it.
All right, I'm going for it now. You have it? Oh, that was serious.
Do you have it?
Where was Daisy? You get it now.
You're always teasing me. I thought it was...
Nope. All right, so we have the towel.
Okay. Now place it right on the wound. Press down firmly, and don't lift it up to look. Okay, without lifting the cloth, please tell me if the bleeding is under control now.
We put compression on it, wrapped it with the towel, the bleeding is under control. It is still obviously very bloody. Should he tie my hand?
I'm not able to understand what you're saying. Could you repeat that more slowly?
The blood flow is under control. We have a partial tourniquet under the bicep.
Okay, do not remove the tourniquet. Let the paramedics handle it.
Okay. I'm going to push this right here.
Okay. And reassure him that help is on the way. From now on, don't let him have anything to eat or drink. It might make him sick or cause further problems. And don't move him unless it's absolutely necessary. Just tell him to be still and wait for help to arrive. And I want you to watch him very closely. If he becomes less awake and vomits, quickly lay him on his side. And I'll stay on the long line with you as long as I can. I want you to watch him very closely and look for any changes. If he becomes less awake or starts getting worse, tell me immediately and tell me when the paramedics are right with him. Is the door unlocked?
Yeah. We're at the front door right now.
Right there.
Okay. All right. Just tell me when they're right with him. Can you repeat the address to verify that we have it correct? All right. And for responder safety, have the patient and everyone else in the residence put on a mask, please. Okay. And did you say he's upstairs in the house?
Okay, we're waiting by the door. We're right by the front door.
By the front door. Okay, very good.
Cirka 10 minuter efter samtalet var hjälp på plats och mannen fördes till Sarasota Memorial Hospital. Sjukhuset bekräftade för tidningen Herald Tribune att mannen behandlades för ett hajbett. Men sjukhusets talesperson avböjde att ge ytterligare detaljer med hänvisning till patientskyddslagar.
My mother, she attacked me with a knife and I killed her.
Trots 34-årige Brandon Lees tuffa barndom och missbruksproblem hade han ett gott liv med ett jobb på Wall Street och modelljobb. Men i takt med att hans missbruk intensifierades blev Brandon emotionellt avstängt och allt mer våldsam. En kväll, den 14 december 2015, hamnade Brandon i ett bråk med sin mamma Crystal Lee som hotade honom med en kniv. Under bråket svartnade allt för Brandon och han ströp sin mamma till döds. Efteråt la han hennes kropp i badkaret, fyllde det med is och lämnade huset. Dagarna efter mordet besökte Brandon Christas hem, matade och gick ut med hennes hund medan Christas förstelnade kropp låg kvar i badkaret. Brandon fortsatte till och med att träffa sin flickvän, 28-årige Crystal Hilton. Men när Brandon fick reda på att Crystal hade en affär med hans kollega fick Brandon nog och ströp Crystal till döds. Efter hennes död ringde Brandon till larmcentralen.
Carey Police, it's Donna.
Hi Donna, I'm going to report a couple of incidents.
Okay, what type of incidents?
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad, what type of incident?
Homicide.
You need to report a homicide?
Yes.
Okay, where did it happen?
There was two of them.
There were two of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where was the first one?
First one was at North Carolina. Yep.
And when did that happen?
Like earlier this week.
And who was killed?
My mother. She attacked me with a knife. And I killed her.
And where are you at now?
Now I'm at my girlfriend's. And she tried to leave me. And so I ended up killing her too.
Okay, and what is her address?
Her address is...
How do you spell the street name?
I'm unarmed. I'm just destroyed about how everything went down and willing to turn myself in. You need a chair, whatever you need to do. It's just a terrible tragedy that just happened.
Okay, and what is your name?
My name is...
All right. And you're at the...
Yeah, I mean, wherever you want me to come, I'll be outside.
I want you to stay on the phone with me till the officers get there, but hang on just a second, okay?
Okay.
When did you kill your mother?
Mother was killed, I think it was like Sunday or Monday night.
Okay, and is she still inside the house?
Yeah, she's in her bathroom. She's in her bathroom in the tub.
How did you do it?
She came at me with a knife and then I ended up choking her.
All right, and what about your girlfriend?
My girlfriend was seeing someone else and lying to me, and I ended up choking her too.
Okay, and where is she at in the house there?
She's right here on the floor.
In what room?
In the main living room.
And when did you do that?
That was done yesterday afternoon.
Okay, and...
I've just been drinking and... just trying to get up the nerve to turn myself in.
Okay. Well, you did the right thing. I want you to stay on the phone with me until they get there. Give me just a second and let me get this in the computer, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What's the phone number you're calling from?
I'm calling from her number, which is...
All right. Hold on just a second.
And then also, my dog is in my bedroom at the 2 address. I texted my stepfather to come down and get him. I don't know if you guys put him in the shelter or whatever, but he's going to try to come get the dog.
So the dog's been by himself since Monday?
He's by himself right now.
So when was the last time you were at...
I was there earlier today to feed him until I could get up the nerve to call him and report myself.
All right. Okay. Hang on just one second for me, okay?
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh. Still with me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We have some officers coming out there to, but I do want you to stay on the phone with me until they get there, okay?
Okay.
And you said you did...
The door's unlocked, you know what I'm saying? I'm just here waiting here. Hated place and whatever happens,
All right, well, you did the right thing by calling and turning yourself in. That's a good thing. Are there any weapons in the house that you've got access to?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I mean, there's like a knife set in the kitchen, but I'm nowhere near that. I mean, I'm just here on the couch.
Okay.
Waiting.
And this happened yesterday, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you got any pets there in the house on?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Have you been drinking today?
I had a couple of, but I'm not intoxicated. I'm just
okay.
Tired.
You had, what is it that you had?
One of those beers.
Is that a beer?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not really familiar with beer, so. All right. And there's so many different kinds now.
This OG is forgiving me. My girlfriend is addicted to drugs and running around, and my mother wanted to kill herself. I couldn't let her kill herself because that's an unforgivable sin. And she's trying to kill me at the same time, so I don't know. I hope this all works out with the Lord.
Well, you know, it all depends on what you believe, and if that's what you believe and you're really sorry and you repent and you turn your life around, then they say he'll forgive you.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know that for sure, because I've never been up there, but so I have to believe that there's nothing that's unforgivable as far as the Lord's concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Is there only one bathroom in the house over there?
There's two.
Okay.
So the one on the right hand side has my dog in.
Okay. Is that like a hall? Is that like a hall bathroom or also
No, it's like a separate bathroom and bedroom.
Okay.
And then the one on the left-hand side has the one with my mom in it.
When did you call your stepfather?
I just texted him just now.
Okay, has he texted you back?
I don't think so. Let me see. No.
Okay. Where does he live at?
He lives in New Jersey.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure there wasn't any way he would get there before the officers did.
No.
Okay.
You want to take his number?
Yeah, go ahead and let me get that. What's his name?
His name is... And his phone number is... Yes, ma'am.
And that was... Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is there anybody else there in the house with you?
No.
When you said the door's open there, do you mean it's open, or is it just unlocked?
It's unlocked. I can
okay.
open it.
No, don't do that. I want you to stay right there until the officers tell me they want you to come to the door, okay?
Okay.
What's your girlfriend's name?
Her name is...
Okay.
Yes.
Can you... How close is the pool to where you are?
It's right down the hallway.
Okay, the officers want you to meet them at the pool. There is an officer there, so what I want for you to do for me is take your cell phone with you.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go to the pool, and I don't want you to have your hands in your pockets or anything, okay?
Okay.
Have the one on your phone up to your ear, and then have the other hand out where they can see it.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a beige sweater and blue jeans.
A beige sweater and blue jeans?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Are you on your way to the pool, dear?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Make sure you do what I told you about keeping that other hand out where they can see it, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Is the door to your mom's over on, is it unlocked?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you out there with the officers?
Den 26 september 2019 fann juryn Brandon Lee skyldig för morden på Crystal Lee och Crystal Hilton. Hans försvarsadvokater hävdade att Brandon inte hade uppsåt att döda någon av dem, men domaren Graham Shirley dömde Brandon till 2 följande livstidsstraff utan möjlighet till villkorlig frigivning.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
He shot her again. She shot her again.
He shot her again?
Yes, from the back. She's trying to run.
Folsom, Texas. Den 24 juni 2016. 42-åriga Christy Sheets levde tillsammans med sin make Jason Sheets och deras 2 döttrar, 17-åriga Madison och 22-åriga Taylor. Christy och Jason hade problem i äktenskapet. De bråkade ofta och hade börjat diskutera en skilsmässa. Christy hade även hamnat i en dispyt med äldsta dottern Taylor och ville hindra henne från att träffa sin fästman som hon skulle gifta sig med den 27 juni. Fredagen den 24 juni var Jasons födelsedag och familjen blev kallad till ett familjemöte i vardagsrummet. Jason tänkte att Christy skulle kanske berätta för döttrarna om att hon och Jason skulle skiljas. Men istället drog Christy fram en pistol och sköt den yngsta dottern Madison som senare avled på plats. Taylor sprang ut på gatan för att söka skydd, men Christy hann ifatt Taylor och sköt henne, medan Jason lämnades oskadad.
Two people believe they're shot.
Okay, stay on the line. Okay, you think they got shot, you say?
Yes.
Okay. All right, stay on the line.
And there's a lady with a gun.
There's a lady with a gun? Where?
Yes. It's coming out of the house right now.
Okay.
People shot outside.
Okay, where is the lady with the gun?
Coming out of, it's on the street right now.
Is she still shooting?
No, it's not shooting, but it's the gun in her hand. I ran to the back of my house.
Okay, do you know who the lady is?
They're my neighbors. I don't...
Okay, and the people that she shot, do you know them?
No,
are
ma'am.
Her? Okay.
Abre la puerta.
Are you with the patients right now?
No, because the lady is...
Okay.
The gun came out.
Wearing?
I had to run.
Describe her for me. What is she wearing? What is she wearing?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I had to run to the back.
Okay, I understand. What is she? Can you describe her for me? What is she? White, black, Hispanic, or Asian?
She's Caucasian.
Okay.
Go back there.
Okay. What is she wearing?
She's wearing a dress.
What color dress?
Let me try to pick the window. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. No problem. Don't put yourself in danger though. But do you remember what color her dress was?
She's wearing a purple dress.
Purple dress.
Yes.
Okay.
She's wearing a purple dress. She's on the.
Is it long, short? What is she?
She's.
Where are the patients?
They're in the street. They're in the middle of the street. But
okay.
I was London.
It's two people laying in the street?
Two ladies laying in the street.
Two females? Okay.
Yeah, two females. And there's a guy trying to help them. But the lady is on the top of one of them with the gun on her hand.
Okay, but the suspect is on top of one of the females on the street?
Yeah, she's on the street, just standing up.
She's standing over at one of the patients with the gun?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And it looks like both of them are alive. Both of the child person,
okay.
Related, they're both alive, but...
Okay.
And, you know, she tried to shot again. She's trying to shoot again on the top of her, but
okay.
Apparently she don't have any more bullets.
Okay, yeah, I do too, sir. Just stay on the line. Let me know what you see. But don't.
Okay.
She's
going inside the house now. Hopefully she's not getting any more bullets because she looks like she's going to look for more bullets.
Okay. All right, stay on the line.
And there's a. I don't know where the guy went, but apparently he's yelling at her. And
okay.
They're talking back
who
and forth.
Describe the guy.
The guy is also, they're all Caucasians.
Okay. Okay. And so the two females and the male is Caucasian.
Yes. All four of them.
Okay. And is the male
she's coming
out, also?
She's coming back again. She's coming back again. Apparently she has bullets now on her
Okay, stay on the line.
Oh, she shot her again.
She shot her again?
Yes, from the back. She's trying to run.
She shot the female again that was...
Yes, that was laying down on the floor. She
okay.
Shot her from the back.
Okay, stay on the line.
She's shooting again. They're running down the street. Adrián, ¿dónde estás? No, bájate, Adrián. Porque es más arriba, más fácil que se vaya una bullet. ¿Por qué te fuiste para allá? Vente
okay.
Para acá.
Sir, what do you
yes,
see? What is she doing now?
Quédate aquí, Adrián. Lay down on the floor.
Okay, sir.
Lay down on the floor, Adrián.
Yeah, make sure your family is secure. Don't let
yes.
Anyone see you looking out the window, okay? Can anyone see you? Her address.
No, that's her address.
Okay.
I can hear her. I don't see them anymore. But
okay.
There's the bullets. I can hear bullets, and she's laying down on the floor now.
The female that was shooting is laying down?
Yes.
Did she shoot herself?
I don't know. I don't know. I just see her down on the floor now, but I don't know what happened because I had to run to take
okay.
My son to safety.
Okay.
¿Con qué estás hablando?
Okay. Did she shoot herself?
Apparently she did.
You think she shot herself?
Apparently she shot herself, yes.
Okay. Then is she moving?
I don't see. She's moving, yes.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't look like she's moving anymore.
Okay. Okay, sir, I'm so sorry you're saying this,
okay.
But just stay on the line.
Okay. But, Adrián, está bien, ya se disparó sola.
Okay. Stay on the line, sir.
Yes.
Okay. What do you see now? Are the two
yes,
are the two females still laying in the street?
I can't see them. I have to take my son to safety. Hold on a second, please.
Okay. No problem. If you have to take your family to safety, then don't worry about going back to the window.
Quédate aquí, bien. Quédate aquí. En el closet. Aquí está bien. Ya está bien. Ella ya se disparó la que estaba disparando. Okay, pero con cuidado, mencha, okay? Nosotros estamos bien.
Okay, sir, do you happen to know the names of these people? Do you know your neighbors?
No, I don't know their names or anything.
Okay.
Okay, preciosa. Sorry, preciosa. Pero no te vayas para arriba nunca, okay? Cuando vayas así, algo así. I'm sorry. I have to call my son because he's crying.
När poliserna anlände såg de Christy skjuta Taylor för sista gången, som senare skulle avlida på sjukhus. Jason hade sprungit till en återvändningsgränd och lämnades oskadad. Han berättade för polisen att Christy hade ett flertal tillfällen att skjuta honom, men Christy hade sagt att hon ville att Jason skulle få lida resten av sitt liv utan sina döttrar. Christy sköts till döds av polisen vid mordplatsen efter att hon vägrat släppa sitt vapen. Och det här var allt för dagens avsnitt. Nästa gång vi hörs så funderar jag på att göra ett avsnitt i en av serierna som vi har i podden. Eller någonting helt annat. Jag ska ta och fundera lite och försöka få upp avsnittet så snart som möjligt. Jag hoppas att ni alla får en fin vecka och att vi hörs igen nästa gång. Detta var 911-samtal, del 12.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.